great day. Let's get right to it. The York invite yesterday. Good teams involved. Always have a good field of teams. And your team goes there and wins that invite.
Yeah, it's been a few years since we've won the invite in York. I think it was the year we had the state championship team. So it was good to get back on top. You know, last year we missed out a second place by just a point to Elkhorn, and I think 3 points to the winner from Waverly. So, yeah, the kids, they knew going in with what teams had lost last year. They lost quite a few players. You know, like looks like an example is Elkhorn had all eight of their seniors last year graduate, so they brought in a whole new team. So anyway, our guys played well, you know, and you know our team's new too. You know, you take out Tyson and Aaron, we have four new kids on varsity, and there's their first invitational playing at the varsity level. And I thought the kids, you know, did well and then competed at a high level and, you know, won some matches that they needed to win. And, you know, we got a couple of good signature wins, you know, those matches that are 50-50 matches. But, yeah, I was really pleased with the way the kids played. Out of 20 matches, we won 17 out of the 20. So, you know, that's a good day, and the kids, you know, competed well.
Singles and doubles, you had outstanding performances both divisions, didn't you?
Yeah, you know what, our ones, you know, Aaron Frank, you know, won one singles, you went 5-0, and then Tyson Baker and Caleb Sugar also went 5-0. So when your ones can sweep and pick up, you know, 10 points in those two divisions, you know you're going to do well. So, you know, that's 20 big points. And then Trev had a really nice day, you know, on the courts. He lost to a kid from Holdridge who was up on him 3-1, I believe, and the kid came back and beat him 8-3, but got to witness that match, and, you know, Trev was playing well at the start, and then he was hot, and his sweat, and, you know, his grip wasn't quite right, and kind of threw him off on his serves, and the kid from Holdridge just, you know, very consistent, he just was on fire. I mean, I think there's two games where the kid served, he had four first serves in, and 140 love, and Trev then turned around and served, and he had, you know, four points he lost, and so in like a matter of 8 minutes I think those two games were done, and we had lost those two games. That was a huge switch for them, and the kid from Holdridge took a 4-3 lead, and you know, he got into a groove and just played some good tennis. But you know, Trev continued to play well, and it was good to see that he won his first two, and they lost to Holdridge and came back, won his last two. So good day, you know, Cruz and TJ playing two doubles, got off to a great start, winning the first three matches, and the loss against Elkhorn and York. And traditionally, Elkhorn and York have strong doubles play. So it doesn't matter what year you go down to the York invite, your doubles teams are going to get challenged. You know, they go 3-2. You know, that was a good day for them, and I know they're disappointed, but it's, once again, kids not playing varsity-level tennis. It's different than playing at JV level. I mean, it's just a quicker game. Honestly, the athletes are way more competitive, so it's just it's a whole different realm, and I thought they did a nice job going 3-2. And then, like I said, our ones went 5-0, and it was unfortunate. We got done watching the twos. It was very weird. Usually the twos always last ones to finish up, because it's slower play, but the twos were done before the ones, and so we were over to watch Aaron play against York, and the kid from York cramped up really bad against the kid who was supposed to play before he got to play Aaron, and he just couldn't finish it out, so he said, I'm just going to withdraw against McCook, and kind of sad because Johnny Frank came over from Lincoln to watch his brother play, and so I didn't get to watch that one, and Aaron was disappointed because the kid from York was going to give him a good battle. That was going to be, you know, first and second, and didn't get that opportunity, so he won in an injury default, but it is what it is. He can't control that, and you know, once again, he had a nice win against the kid from Waverly, beat him 8-4, and that's a kid who's playing on varsity for 3 years, and so that was a great match for Aaron to win, and it was good. And Tyson and Caleb just continued to do some really good things. Their communication is great. A lot of good comments from other coaches saying, "Man, your team's pretty solid. They've got some good players at ones," and so it's encouraging to have on the coaches, you know, just look at your team and say, hey, you got a good team. Your kids are good kids. You know, they're very good. Sportsmanship on the court is nice. And, you know, that's just stuff that you just – is icing on the cake. But the kids, yeah, it was a good day on the course for the kids. And, you know, beating out York on their home course is always awesome. You know, I think we swept them aside from the two doubles match. So, yeah, that was a good day.
Your doubles teams are really starting to gel a little bit more, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Caleb and Tyson will be good. I mean, I'm not worried about those two. their ground strokes were on yesterday. I mean, it was, I got to watch them play about 1.5 matches, and they were hitting the ball nice. You know, they're communicating. Their communication is what I love. They just work together so well. And you know when you have a good doubles team is when the guy playing the net never looks back and sees what his partner's doing. You know, he's got my back. I'm not even going to worry about him. I'm worrying about the guys across the court. So when you can see that happening, kind of like with Izzy and Rosslyn last year at one doubles, I mean, they just got it right away. We started seeing that in Lexington. When we played Lexington and got beat, they just were constantly looking ahead. And so I said, guys, you're going to be good. I said, you just got to work on your game and work on your fundamentals. And they're doing that. They're doing a great job. And they're going to be fun to watch. And then, of course, you got Cruz and TJ. Like I said, new to varsity. I think they're going to be fine. You know, they're competitive kids, and they work well together because they're good friends. We just got some things to work on fundamentally. You know, TJ's backhand is not the best, and he knows that. So I try and teach him to run around your backhand and hit your forehand when you can, and just simple little fixes like that until we can really address things. Then we'll do that this week. Unfortunately, Monday we won't have a chance to. We'll be on the road, but then Tuesday and Wednesday we can really do some good fundamental hitting and get the kids ready to go, because we'll have a tough meet coming up in York, or not New York, but in Lexington on Thursday with that Lexington Invitational. Play some good teams there.
Yeah, next week you're going Monday, Thursday, aren't you?
Yeah, just Monday, Thursday. It's kind of a light week. I don't even know how to say this properly without being on the radio, but so Kearney Catholic is the host team. They only have 6 kids, and so Hastings got added in. They have 11 kids, and then of course GICC is going to bring 18, if I'm not mistaken. But the Kearney Catholic coach is like, I'm not going to worry about the JV match. They only have 6 kids, so you guys figure out on your own. It's like, dude, this is your home meet, and this is what you're supposed to be doing. So I'm communicating with Coach Salisbury, trying to find facilities to use, and I'm trying to talk to the other 3 coaches, how many kids you're going to bring, and how we're going to play things out. It's ridiculous, and it's frustrating, but we want our kids to compete. We want our kids to play. And so I got to talk to the coaches this weekend and get things figured out. So my list is pretty long, which I need to get done this weekend. But, no, it'll be great. Like I said, I'm going to do it for our kids. Our kids need to play. Our JVs did not play at all this week. They just had practice, and so this is a day where we want to get the kids on the course to compete and get some matches in. So we'll see how it goes. And then, but we'll go back to last week. I tell you what, our JVs we took to Lexington Invite was really a good day. You know, Kearney's Kearney. I mean, I have been saying it for 27 years. You know, we've never beaten Kearney. They've got a really solid team again. There's just so much depth there. But the kids competed and got third. You know, I think we missed out by 8 points, I believe. We could have probably caught them if we would have won a couple more matches. But, you know, we beat Lexington, which was – we got creamed by them when we went to Lexington the week before. And so that was a great rebound win for the kids to get third at Lexington Invite, and had some good wins. You know, we beat Adams Central, another team that's got a pretty good program. Coach Sugar does a nice job with his kids. And so I was really, really pleased with the kids, the way they competed, and, you know, had some nice wins. And, you know, got some kids some great experience. That's the big thing, is they got to play 6 match plays, you know, matches. And that was big for those kids.
Yep, and we've talked about this for years. Those JV invites are so important for you for the future.
Absolutely,
kids.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if we're going to get to go to the Kearney JV invite at the end of the season. I'm not sure how that's going to go. I'm going to talk to Coach Salisbury a little bit this next week and see if we're still in that. If not, I've talked to Mr. Nichols about maybe putting on him a Cook JV invite. It won't be as much competition. It won't be as much fun. But this is an opportunity, hopefully, to get our kids on the court. So I think one way or another, we're going to try and get that JV invite somewhere, whether it's McCook or going to Kearney. I'm hoping we get to go to Kearney, because that's 12 teams and play some really good teams. You know, like, you know, of course, Kearney High, and I think they bring in Norfolk or Columbus, and so it's Grand Island. So it's different teams, and that's what's nice to see.
That Lex invite on Thursday is going to be a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be. It's supposed to be an east-west fill. I know a lot of people are piggybacking what we used to do with this east-west shootout. Teams are now doing that. Coach Hughes doing that at Adams Central, and so Coach Salisbury and Lexington's doing it. And it's not a true east-west. The teams we're going to play from the east is going to be Crete, which is great. It's a new team we have not seen. But then you got Adams Central. You're going to have Hastings High. You're going to have Kearney Catholic. So it's going to be a feel for seeing how things go. But, yeah, it'll be great competition, you know, good teams. Hastings is down a little bit. Kearney Catholic, we'll see them Monday, so we'll see what Kearney Catholic has. But, yeah, playing Crete and some other teams will be nice to see and get some experience in.
Did you get done before the heat of the day really got going?
You know, it wasn't bad at the start. We started at 10 because they give us a little bit of time to travel to York. It wasn't bad until about probably 1 o'clock, and then, boy, it was salty. I mean, a lot of these places don't have a lot of shade. Up at the high school, they do have a nice tree row for fans to have, but, I mean, there's no shade. And, you know, where Trev was playing and where the two doubles were playing, there's no trees, and they had to sit out in that heat, and if they weren't playing, they had to just battle through it. But, you know, I love our kids because they didn't complain once about the heat. It didn't let them bother them. You know, it's just a mental thing. They stayed hydrated all this last week and had no problems with anybody cramping up or having any issues there. So, but it was toasty. We had a little bit of a breeze, which was good because when you're sweating, you know, that little bit of breeze helps cool you down. But it was a situation. It was a non-factor for our kids. A lot of other teams were having some issues with the heat and were having some, you know, some cramping issues. But our kids did a nice job. You know, they stayed healthy and they understand, you know, we got to stay hydrated. And if you get behind, you're not going to catch up. So they did a nice job this last week of hydrating themselves. But that's the first time we played in heat probably this year and at an invite. So, yeah, I think we got done about 4 o'clock. And it was 97 degrees, probably around 3:35, somewhere in there. So it was hot.
It was toasty. Yeah. This week looks a lot better.
Yeah, it's going to be a little warmer tomorrow or Monday in Kearney. I think 85 for the high in Kearney, but it's not an invitational. The kids are going to play maybe 3 or 4 matches. That's it. So it's going to be a situation. We're going to have some breaks, and yeah, it'll be a good day for us to get some good, you know, competition. And then Lexington looks like a high around 78. So Thursday, that's going to be a long day with 5 matches. But if the weather's cooler, that's great. But you know, it's not going to affect our kids. We practice in this every day, and so it's something they're just accustomed to.